That's exactly where I want your mouth.
Thank you.
It's not where I want his mouth.
I can do CPR.
Yeah?
Only on Nick. And only mouth to mouth.
Is that really going to help Nick?
No, but it'll help me.
All right.
Where did you come from, baby? So you sent me a video of you in a Batman mask, but not some dude in a maid outfit doing push-ups.
I don't know how weird it would have been if this dude's ass was out doing push-ups, and I was like, no way.
Right.
Weird or hot?
I don't know. I'd give my heart gladly.
Welcome to the Grass is Blue podcast. You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Here are your hosts, Bill Measure, Kieran Measure, and Steve Rice.
You all right over there?
I'm a little verklempt.
I was going to say, you seem a little out of sorts.
Clumped is a big word.
Is it the eclipse throwing you off today?
That is the word of the day.
Welcome to the Grass is Blue podcast eclipse special.
This is we're having a watch party for the eclipse. I'm drinking a dark beverage in honor of the darkness.
The darkness is a band, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ever heard of them?
Yes.
Are you a fan of them?
I think when that song came out, they had one good song. Wasn't it like
I don't know.
Real high pitch one?
I mean, I like the name. I like the concept. It's a good band name, but.
Yeah. Is it that hair metal band that sang a little thing called Love or something? Or
Crazy Little Thing Called Love?
No.
It was Elvis. Nice try, though.
Or Queen.
Was it Queen?
But nice try, though.
I believe in a thing called love. Sorry.
Did Elvis ever sing Crazy Little Thing Called Love?
Yeah.
I just thought it was him. Wow. Can't explain all the
feelings that you're making me feel. Remember this?
No, not
Wait
at all.
Wait till the refrain. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel.
Touching you. Touching me. I can see out the bottom of you, dickhead.
I know.
Wow. It sounded out as a good song, and then it just got terrible.
Right? That's the darkness. You don't remember that song?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a fan of that.
That was their big hit.
That was a hit?
That was their hit. Oh, that was a big hit in the clubs.
Oh, boy.
In the clubs.
What clubs do you go to that they play this?
The one with Fitty and Diddy.
With Fitty?
Fitty and Diddy? You know the clubs that I hang out in on the reg.
On the what?
On the reg.
Oh, boy.
On the regular.
Well, these glasses are pointless because I can't see anything.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
I think you should sit through the whole show. Yes, Kieran drinks your Coke.
All right. If you want to get sick.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. So if my voice sounds a little weird, it is because...
A little phlegmy.
I am at the end of... end of the sickness.
Not the darkness. But the sickness.
The sickness.
Are you down with the sickness?
I was not down with the sickness earlier this week. I was... I'm not sure I remember Wednesday and Thursday.
You seem a little disturbed.
Me neither.
See what I did there?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. But we don't have that.
You load son that of a up? Bitch. Sorry. That should be applause. If it was your joke, you would have given yourself applause and you know it.
No.
You'd be like...
What?
Exactly.
What I have?
Nope.
No. All right.
You would have laughed at your own joke and then given yourself applause.
Okay.
All right. I just can't wait for Kieran and Nick to be able to do this themselves and have the ability to do their own sound effects.
So here's,
oh my gosh,
it's going to
be like a whole show of sound effects.
Please load Go Duke onto there.
There's a plan. There is a plan in place to have the Bill and I will not be here two shows from now. And it appears that Kieran and Nick are somehow going to get together and record a show.
Wait, is it next week?
It'll be the following week, wouldn't it?
No, this weekend coming up.
Yeah, it'll be this.
4 days. I leave Friday.
Yeah,
I have it on my calendar. That's the same weekend you go to Allentown.
So like the 12th, 13th, 14th.
Yeah, but if we do this show, it'll be released tomorrow.
Yep, and then hopefully. we record another one this week. That will be for next weekend.
Yeah,
or the following Tuesday.
Yeah,
and then if they record this weekend, you could put it out whenever.
Yeah, so it'll be two shows from now.
But we're recording this weekend.
Yeah. Yes.
You two will be.
You two can record this weekend.
Yes. Bill and I.
Either Friday, Saturday night, or Sunday.
Next week's going to be. When are we recording that?
Either Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you work this week?
Just Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Well, then we can do it.
So we can do Wednesday night.
I'm off all week.
Let's go.
We can do Wednesday night. I got a bunch of material as well.
Do you?
So I sure as hell do.
Trying to share some of that.
No, because I want to be here for some of it.
I know, and we're not helping you at all. We're
you need to come up with your own.
I have to text Nick.
We're going
to
show you the basics. In fact, we'll even keep.
We'll figure it out. We don't have to do it right now.
We'll figure the A's and the B's and the C's.
And the A's.
We'll have fun with it.
Where's that A, B, C?
But if I take.
I'm the only one that can hear the soundboard because he won't be able to hear
it. No, he heard it the last time.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah.
Because it was this, your computer worked.
Yeah.
Lee's, it wouldn't. For some reason, he couldn't hear it there.
That is correct.
Cool.
But he did hear it here.
So, yes, it'll be good.
Go Duke.
So, tonight is the end of college basketball as we know it. 3 weeks of that stupid song on TBS, which every commercial break they're going to play. And people dancing, and the gritty is the stupidest dance in the world I've come up with.
Christian, do it.
No, don't.
There it is. He's doing it. He's right towards you. He's coming right towards you.
Not even looking.
You should have.
I'd rather stare directly into the eclipse than to watch somebody do it the gritty.
He just did the gritty right up behind you.
Do it up the whole hallway.
I love it.
Fine.
And slam your head into the door.
Please. Oh.
When he came home from school, the front door was locked. I thought it was you, but so I get up and then I see it's him. I start to take my shirt off over my head and run towards the door as a joke, right? I run directly into the bathroom door, like the corner of the bathroom door. Yeah.
So did you think you thought it was me?
No, I thought it was him.
Oh.
Saw it was him, got excited and ran.
Yeah, just see him run. I just hear. And then falls down.
Very
and
nice.
The door frame.
You're dope.
Bang my knee so hard. Oh, it was so funny.
Oh, boy.
You're dope.
I had my shirt over my head.
Why?
Just on the ground. Oh,
writhing in pain.
Yeah.
Good. Sorry, I missed it.
I can't wait to see what the show that these two.
I know. Can you imagine?
It's going to be so bad.
It's going to be 9:30 on the Saturday night. They're all going to be fucking hammered.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
The drunk show is starring, starring youngins.
Somebody's on Mountain Dew, though, for another couple weeks.
Obviously.
So speaking of the college basketball tournament.
That is correct, yes.
Should we go over an updated standings?
Yes, we should.
In fifth place, it's the Wheel.
The Wheel is in last.
The Wheel is in last place, so nobody can lose to the Wheel.
So nobody's doing two punishments.
So that eliminates one of the punishments.
Means, yes.
All right, good.
Currently, in second place is Nicholas, 660 points.
Wait, okay, so
why'd you go second? You're in first.
You went from last place to second place?
I'm in first.
He's in first, Nick's in second.
I'm in first, Nick's in second. You and Steve are tied. Why don't you just go ahead and do it then? Why don't you just go right ahead?
You somehow went from fifth to second. Nobody cares about first.
You're not building up anticipation.
Nick's in first, or Nick's in second. I'm in first, and two are tied for last place.
You're not building
to
up.
To say that if Connecticut wins tonight, Steve wins, and you're
the
loser.
Punishment alone.
I hope Connecticut wins.
If Purdue wins, though, what are we? Are we both?
If Purdue wins, then I think you guys. tie and you both should do a punishment because you both lose.
You didn't, going back to this, you didn't build up anticipation. You built it up confusion.
I was going to try to build it up, but somebody interrupted me.
You went from fifth to second.
Who goes from fifth to second?
Well, because the fifth Did place go, doesn't lose. It's the wheel.
Yeah, but
who cares?
Why, who are you building up with going to second?
That it was going to be Nick, then me.
But why not?
And
just
then you two.
Nick and then you.
The big
so you were going to go in fifth place, and then in second place, and then in first place, and then back to fourth place, and then third.
You want to come and join? I'm going to go sit and play again.
Hey.
Because I'm done.
You're done already.
I feel like you tried to build yourself up. Like,
no,
oh,
I wasn't.
Oh, I'm winning. And
no,
then
I don't
go
care.
Back
the whole point was to say that you two were tied for last and that it's all depends upon tonight's game.
Yes. So I don't think my vote counts because I've lost no matter what.
What do you mean your vote counts?
Yes.
Like, as in...
You are either the solo loser or the co-loser.
Yeah.
You are the loser.
But what... The decision is, though, is double punishment or, like,
There's
something
no decision.
To battle off.
It's loser does a punishment. And if it's you
yeah,
two co-loser,
tied.
I don't care, then you both do a punishment.
In previous iterations of this punishment phase that we have gone through after 76
episodes.
76 yeah. episodes of this debacle... We've done double punishments before,
yeah.
So it would be a double
punishment. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But here's the thing. UConn is in the final. Who are they playing?
Purdue.
Okay.
Kieran's favorite player, Edie.
UConn went through the entire tournament last year without losing a game. They won every game by more than 13 points. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've also gone through the tournament this year by winning every game. By more than 13 points. So what's that tell you, Kieran?
Zach Ide is going to foul merchant you into a tied punishment.
You know, we're doing hack-a-shack?
100%.
Yeah, good.
It's what they always
Please
do.
Please do.
Purdue has no game. It's just dump it to Ide within 2 feet, and he's 7'6".
This Zach Ide is the star center for Purdue, and he's, what, 7'4"?
I thought 6.
And when they won the region,
7'4",
and they each team cuts down the net, you know, they stand up on a ladder, and then each mm-hmm. cut a strand of cut down the net.
He doesn't have to ladder.
He did it again. He can't let anybody else say the end of a story. He just goes and just fucking ruins it every single time.
Every story I've ever ruined in 76 episodes you've told? Because I didn't ruin the Thanksgiving Day race one. 45 minutes later, I didn't ruin it.
That was one of your funniest moments. If there's any laugh track, it's that one.
Well, it was like, he was like, didn't I tell you Kelsey was going to be a attention whore for the WrestleMania and come out in the middle of it? I said, why? Because he took his shirt off?
You know, they say,
I said, I know someone else who took his shirt off in public to get attention.
You know how they say.
He sends me a GIF that says, well played.
It's a GIF.
Nope. I looked it up. Inventor
you know how
says
they
GIF.
Say, well, you know, when you find the perfect partner, they complete each other's sentences?
Yep.
I think
and I complete yours.
Bill completes everyone's sentences.
So I'm the perfect partner for everyone.
Yeah,
there you
sure
go.
You are. I'm sure you are.
Welcome back to the Grass is Blue podcast.
This is episode 77. Is it? Is it 77? I've gotten a lot of good things thrown at me. I've had people watch our videos of my big race.
Oh, yeah?
In the last week or so, yeah. They're all disappointed in me.
You were there.
Yeah, if I just I kept going. But I did have one person say, I think you made the right decision stopping.
This is 77.
Your doctor?
Yeah. What, how you guys been? How was your week? Everything all right? Have a good time?
Great.
Okay.
How was your week?
All right, you ready? You want me to get into this?
Yeah, sure.
Steve
why not?
Story. We should have there's like a new segment thing. There has to be a Steve story thing.
Yeah.
You want a new story?
No, we need like.
What's it? What the fuck am I playing? I don't know.
That was your trivia entrance.
I don't even have the. No.
That's not.
Wait.
Wins.
Listen
Steve
to this.
Wins.
And I'm.
Uh oh. Steve wins.
What?
Something's skipping. The record's skipping. Move the needle.
Listen to this. This is supposed to be our news theme, but listen to what actually has shown up now on the
and I'm
So Steve,
it's all
win.
Of them.
And I'm
That's the trivia win.
So Steve win.
That's your entrance to the trivia. So Steve win.
What the hell?
And the news.
I heard the news at the start of
yeah.
the news.
Yeah, here you go.
And I'm
Oh, well, somebody has to sing it then.
And I'm
So Steve win.
And I'm
It sounds like a water bong somewhere
Steve
in the middle.
Win.
Did you hear that? Sounds like a bubbling noise. Like,
yeah. I can say that that's 100% better than the darkness in that garbage that you had earlier. Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes. Somebody has to sing the news segment because we can't do news without.
I can look it up quick.
You sing it. How about you sing it?
Go ahead, sing it. Sing in the news. Wait, what is the news?
I thought it was, hey, how's your news?
New news? You doing news?
I didn't have news.
I thought, well, we said Steve's story.
Yeah.
But we don't
he
have
wanted a theme
story
for Steve's story.
Yeah. First of all, I came home from my...
okay. DJ Bill.
DJ. He asked me to get it.
Started to go into the story.
DJ West Coast delay over here.
I quit. The eclipse has fried my brain. I'm done.
Where was I?
Oh, I don't know.
So after the last time we spoke, I came down with a sickness, and I was looking forward to going to WrestleMania on Saturday in Philadelphia at the Eagles Stadium with 71,000 people. Was I looking forward to this? Sure.
No, you weren't.
It's too many people. There's too many. You would have hated this. It's just too many people.
Yeah. Oh, and, I could, like, my friend Neville was there. Now he was sitting straight ahead at the end zone, looking down at the stage and the big screen.
Yeah.
And then I was showing Lee. I'm like, well, here's where Steve, I think, is sitting up here. But he said he can't see this ring because there's a giant pole in the way. But yeah.
First of all, this is the most I've ever spent for a ticket.
That's what she said. She's all like, right? And then to have all this happen, that you can't see the ring, you can't see the screen. She's like, that sucks.
$273
for a, shitty
for
view.
A ticket. And that's it's ridiculous. A limited view seat. Now, it says we're in the club box, so I don't know if you've been in the club box, but the club, it's the club level, so it's like the middle level of the stadium, and you take an escalator to get up there, but they have their own, there's only a certain amount of people that are here. It's not like all the people downstairs and all the people upstairs that you have to deal with. It's so there's room to move. There's your own food stands and there's own merchandise stands and everything, and in the bathrooms the lines aren't very long because there's not a whole lot of people there. That's perfect. But where I'm sitting, first of all, I'm 9 miles away from the ring. Okay, we're down to where the end zone would be for the football.
Yeah,
so we can't see the videos of the on the, they set up a big stage with WrestleMania XL because it's WrestleMania 40 and where the entrances come out. So we're actually behind that.
Right.
That's where the pyro is. Okay. Uh-oh. So do we know when the pyro is going off? No. It is right in front of us, and it scared the fucking shit out of me every single time it went off. And it went off. It didn't even go off in the beginning, but then it went off once. And then it tried to go off a second time, and it was just a big boom, and you just saw smoke, and no like fireworks came out. So they're like, oh, that something went wrong there. And then about half hour later, they tried it again. Boom, more smoke. And then there was no pyro anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they cut the pyro off
until
the main event.
Huh.
Yeah, so it was. It looked like something was wrong. Second of all, I'm looking. You're looking at the ring, and they have a canopy up in case it rains. Mm-hmm. Okay, but they have these large pillars that are like you can see through them, but there's like metal, there's bars.
Yeah, steel.
But where I'm looking, I can only see the left part of the ring and the right part of the ring. Anything that's happening in the center or in the near corner or the far corner, I can't see.
Which is basically half
which
the
is
fight,
which yeah. is 70% of the match. Okay? That's that. Let me tell you, I consider myself a wrestling fan. I've been a wrestling fan for since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper, and mm-hmm. I know that you are as well, Willie. But this collection of dorks at this wrestling event is beyond anything that you could ever think of.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody's
like
got...
Comic-Con?
It is Comic-Con, except these guys think that this wrestling is realer than these cosplay people do. Right. And you know that they take their stuff serious.
Oh, yeah.
These dorks walk around in full wrestling gears. They think they're the wrestlers.
Wow.
And it's not like, hey, that guy's got a cool outfit on. You're like, yay. They think they're actually Macho Man Randy Savage. They actually think they're Bret Hart. And the amount of people with wrestling belts. And when I say belt, I don't mean, you know, 36 long at JCPenney. I'm talking about a heavyweight championship belt. And these people are walking. I saw people walking around with 3, 4. One guy had 6.
What?
He had 2 over his left shoulder, 2 over his right shoulder, 1 around his waist, and 1 around his neck. And it's like, I likened it to, these guys are like peacocks. They want to show as many colors as they can to establish their dominance. So it's not like, man, I'm here at WrestleMania. I'm going to bring my belt, you know, having a good time. It's my belt's better than your belt. They're like, oh yeah, you have the US belt. Well, I have the Intercontinental belt.
Right.
And it's like a small dick contest.
Wow.
Is what it is. And these, they are, I'm like, these are dorks. They're just, and they've spent a lot more money than I have. I mean, they're dropping. I mean, there was a kid, there was 4 of us that went, myself and our friend Bobby, and his lifelong friend Dennis and Dennis's son. And Dennis's son, I think, is 23. Okay. He bought a John Cena U.S. championship belt, but it wasn't the heavyweight belt. It's the U.S. belt, and it's spun. Like the middle dial spins.
Nice.
Which is cool. But it's $500 for the belt, but he bought one on Etsy for like $175.
It's still a lot.
And it is. And it's, but I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice, and you really can't.
And if you're a big fan of the sport, it's almost like getting a jersey, like a really
sure.
cool jersey.
Yeah. So. And you can't really tell, you know, there's that much of a difference, you know, because it's got the straps and everything, and it's fine. He's fine. But there's guys my age. Your age, Willie,
mm-hmm.
walking around with belts with their names on it. Like, what are you doing? What? I almost feel bad because I'm there too. So that makes me a dork.
Yeah, you are.
But these guys are carrying, like, how do you, like, my first thought is, how do you pee? You're going to go, hey, dude, can you hold all my belts while I go pee? Or no, are you walking into the, are you standing at the stall? How are you, with all these things falling? And these are not light belts. These are heavy, these are 10 pounds of gold, they call them. I saw one guy, had his son there, his son must have been 6, walking around with 3 belts. And his son had like the little, like one that you would buy at Walmart.
Right.
You know, and the kid is out of his mind excited.
Oh, I bet.
Right.
That's cool.
But people are walking on, yo, man, can I get a picture with your belt? And like I guess that's what you want, right? Is that the attention that you're looking for?
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
It's not like going to a football game with a jersey on either. That's like going to a football game with full pads, the jersey
yes.
and the Lombardi trophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that they bring them there to show off, or is it in hopes that they might get it autographed by their favorite wrestler. You're like, I know a lot of people go to sporting events and bring the jerseys because they're like, all right, I'm going to go wait by the entrance or exit and hope I can get an autograph.
You can get a jersey signed without bringing all pads, the Lombardi, the helmet, the cleats.
Yeah, but you're paying a lot more for that. And on the chance that you can get it signed. So what do you think? Since you've been there, I've never...
With the amount of belts that I saw, and there were 71... They announced 71,000 people, and WWE has been known to elevate their attendance numbers.
Right.
So let's just say there were 65,000 people there. I would say one out of every 8 to 10 people had a belt.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And is there any exposure to any of the wrestlers at all? Anywhere?
No. Well,
probably concourse or... Ramp, but
yeah, but I...
They're not signing belts as they're running.
No,
the ring
right.
Yeah, I don't think... And you don't get... I mean, there's meet and greets and stuff like that, but these are people actually walking into the...
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. My thought was... Because I have a lot of thoughts. How are these people like... You have to walk through a metal detector, right?
Yeah.
To get into the stadium. So I'm like, this is going to be interesting. So as we're waiting in line, I just see people. If you have a wrestling belt, hold it above your head. And, you know, every dork is held it above his head. Like, yeah, I'm the champ. And then walking through. So they're looking for something else to go off. Because the belt's over your head. The belt is over the...
I want to know how the guy with six belts got in then.
This guy.
Held all
And you know what? He's just leaning against the wall as people were walking by. And he's like just nodding at people.
Yeah.
I'm
so cool.
Look at me. Like he's the big peacock. Like, you know, look how many colors I have. You know, establishing dominance. It's just...
It's nuts.
I was almost embarrassed for my love of professional wrestling. But, you know, here's the other thing. It's 51 degrees, but it's 20 to 25 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
It is fucking cold. I was dressed. I had two pairs of thermals. I had a hoodie and two jackets on.
Wow.
And then I had two sets of thermals on the bottom and then my sweatpants. When you're inside, you're sweating your ass off. But then you go outside and I had gloves. I had a scarf. I had a hat. I had a mask on because I was sick. And it was a pretty miserable experience.
Huh.
Like the card itself, like WrestleMania and the presentation... Top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch.
I mean, it was great.
You know, they're top of the line. And, you know, the first night, we saw two title changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the presentation itself is top, you know, top of the line. But the experience itself of actually being in the stadium and between the view and the fireworks and the
cold and the fans.
I'm not too proud to say that I had you close to my heart, Billy.
Why?
I did. Because as soon as they announced, like, the main event is Roman Reigns and The Rock.
Oh, you were getting ready to leave early.
Against Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. And I watched all four of their entrances, and I bounced. I left.
Wow.
I went out.
The main event.
And here's why. I couldn't see a fucking thing. Nobody could. Nobody in our section could see. Like, the weirdo next to me was like, can we move that pole down there, do you think? Like, no. No, stupid. They're not going to move a giant pillar that's holding up, a giant canopy and lights and all this stuff. But as soon as I saw everybody I needed to see, and I saw the entrances, and then I left. And by the time I got out to, and I pulled it up on my phone, I was watching it on Peacock as I was speaking of Peacock, as I'm walking out and I get to the car and the main event hasn't started yet.
Hmm.
That's how long it's taking. There were 36 minutes between the time that the bell rang for the match before to the time that the bell rang for the main event match. 36 minutes.
Wow.
Video packages, entrances.
Yeah, songs. And
just, It's so I basically got in my car and I put my phone, I tuned it into my car, and I listened and watched it on my way home. Hmm. When it ended, I was 10 minutes from home.
Nice.
The three guys that I was with said it took an hour. It took a long time to get, it took about a half hour to get out of the stadium and to get into their car. They didn't get out of their lot for another hour.
Oh.
And they didn't get home till well after 2 o'clock. Like, sorry.
See?
I was in bed.
Might be turning a new leaf, huh?
Right?
No. I don't subscribe to your theory, because you'll walk out of a hockey game when it's tied at 4 with 3 minutes left because you want to beat the rush.
Because I don't want to sit there for
an
hour.
You will leave no matter
what. Well, I don't care.
What game, what the but score.
No, that's not true, because I think if it was like the World Series or NLCS.
We did stay.
Yeah, we stayed.
We didn't stay for the...
Because I wanted to stay for the celebration.
Yeah. Everybody else stayed for the celebration. We didn't need to.
Right.
So we left, and we got out fairly quickly.
Yeah. But like concerts and stuff, I don't care. Like, you know, and we'll miss the refrain. Like, I know hell, Alice in Chains, who was my only band I really, really wanted to see. I was like, it's too late. Let's just go. You know, when we saw how many songs, but I didn't get to see the last 4 or 5 songs, yeah. 6.
So when you go to events with him, are you already like, I know I'm going to leave early?
Yes.
But we discuss it, you know, because if it's a band that he likes and he wants to stay, then I'll stay. I don't care. But he'll ask usually, he'll be like, are we leaving early or are we staying?
I'll look at the set list and I'll have to pick a song and say, I'm okay. I want to see this song. Anything after this, I'm okay with leaving. And bar none, every time it's like, all right, we're out. Bill would rather miss the end of a game. Like, for example, there was a hockey game that the three of us and Alicia went to in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And it was the Devils were down 5-3 with 4 minutes left, and then they scored, make it 5-4, and Bill's like, all right, let's go. So there's still 4 minutes left of a 5-4 game. As we're walking out of the stadium, the Devils scored after pulling the goalie, so now it's 5-5, and it goes into overtime. And I'm in the car,
I remember,
going, all right, I know they're not Devils fans, and they don't care, but here I am. There's a 5-5 game against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. And then driving out, the Devils score in overtime in front of the goal that we were sitting right in front of to win the game.
But you know what? We didn't sit through a lot of traffic.
But you know, yeah.
We got out.
We got out real quick. And I was home in bed real early.
We got, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon that the game started.
I don't care. I'm still home in
bed. We left at 3:15.
It still gets me home in time to get to bed.
I actually can't.
On New Year's Eve. Wasn't it New Year's Eve? Yeah, it was New Year's Eve. No, it was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve day.
Yeah, and it started at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we were home by 5.
I had to make sure I was home ready to go for the party.
That was
big soiree.
You had to take a nap before
I did. I don't think I did anything.
That was the day
Such an old man.
That was the day that Betty White died. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
During the first and second period, it was released that Betty White had died.
Oh.
And people were so upset in the stands. And I'm like, why are you upset that a 99-year-old woman died?
I think everybody
was shocked.
I think she was like a couple days from turning 100.
Ugh,
what people wanted.
Who cares?
She'd made it that long. Can you make it 5 more days?
Death. I don't understand why people get up so upset about famous people dying.
I know. I
really
don't.
It drives me nuts. I'll tell you what. I just saw yesterday that one of my favorite bands from the 80s and early 90s, a band called Firehouse, put out a couple. Their first two albums, I put them up against any hair metal first two albums. Their lead singer died unexpectedly. He was 64. They were still touring.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's a shame. Went on with my day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think everybody does. I don't know too many people that like put all of a sudden stop what they're doing, tell their bosses, you know what, I gotta leave work. The lead singer from Firehouse just died. I'm not ready for this.
Well, they don't leave work, but they dwell on it.
They think about it. It's probably more of a reminiscent of, what memories do I have that this person helped? Like, for me, I associate a lot of music with memories. So if I hear a song, I'll be like, ooh, that makes me think of this or that time or that person. Like Type O Negative. It's a band that I will always forever think of, me, Ryan, and Beast. So with Beast Past, you know, it is like a little memory for me. I listen to Typo and it makes me think of Beast, who's no longer with us, you know. But like I'm sad because the lead singer of Typo is dead as well. So I won't hear any more of his music that I really enjoyed. Like I was, you know, there's nothing else creative that this person is going to put out that I can like.
But
and that's where I get.
Like, how long are you?
Not long. Not long at all.
I think that was the point. It's like some people are like 4 years after Prince is dead, they're still like, oh, I miss Prince.
People lost their fucking mind when George Michael died.
I have no idea.
And Prince. George Michael, I know, we went through this on a previous show. But people lost their mind. I'm like, George Michael hasn't put out any new music in 10 to 15 years. He's been out of the spotlight. Why now, all of a sudden, are you losing your mind?
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. Like your day and your week is altered because someone you don't know.
But how, who do you know that has had their day or week altered by a famous person dying? And how is it altered?
There are several people that I know. My cousin, for one, when Prince died, she was a major Prince fan.
Sure.
People on Facebook still posting like vigils and fucking pictures about a week later after George Michael died. It's like, you didn't know George Michael. You didn't even think about George Michael until he died. Now all of a sudden you care.
Like I said, I think it's more of a...
But then again, I'm just a heartless bastard, so... that stares at dorks with 10, 15 pounds of gold on their...
Watch men in tights wrestle each other.
Jesus.
Hold one to the ground.
So old.
I felt so embarrassed for myself. I'm like, why do I... Maybe I should just worship this from afar. Not even worship it. But,
worship.
I mean, I haven't watched the show in years.
I've been to WrestleMania now. I don't ever feel the need to ever go again. Especially the ticket prices.
Yeah, that's exorbitant. Yeah, that's a little
crazy. And we had shitty seats. I can't imagine what the good seats were.
Right.
You know.
And if they were limited view for $275, ooh. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. I probably would have said no.
Like even Dennis said, like, what do you think a ringside seat costs?
Right.
Like
got to be $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 to $15,000.
Like, or what? For free on Peacock. I'm taking Peacock.
Like, all right, so we all got together last night to watch it, and we took a group picture. So
I saw everybody holding their belt.
Yeah, everybody had the belts. Dennis found his belt when his mother passed. He was cleaning out his mother's house and found his belt from when he was 12.
Nice.
So he brought that, and I held up Dennis's belt that was holding up his pants at the time.
That was funny.
So we all had a belt, but I enjoyed Sunday just 100,000 times more
right. Than
I did Saturday.
Well, it's the comfort of the home. You're warm. You can see
everything. You could hear the commentary. You could, you know, there's different camera angles. Like,
do you know how hard it is to edit that sound out?
Yeah. Sorry.
You hit your own mic.
I know. I'm
you're all out of sorts.
I'm not the brightest of light bulbs today. Sorry. You burnt yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at work.
At work? How'd you do that?
Incident report?
Ooh.
No, it was small.
It was small. Like, what? How did you burn yourself? We need... Yeah. Oh, my God. That doesn't look small, dude.
Small.
All right, get on the mic.
No? Smack it.
That's nothing.
All of a sudden, Christian's...
now it's infected.
Just because it happened at Wawa. Now that Christian's in the family, in the Wawa
family. He's like, I can tell that's a Wawa burn.
I could tell that was on the corner of the knife oven,
the T200,
the oven
broiler,
the oven where all the knives melt.
I was taking fries out to the warmer, and you're supposed to do it on a cart thing, and I did it on a cart thing. So I have the cart over here. I have the oven mitt on, put the fries in the warmer, and then so I'm still holding it because I was doing something else, whatever. And someone on the headset's like, what's your favorite M&M? I rushed to go to my thing to scream peanut M&Ms. Hit the corner of the pan. I was like, mother. They're like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, peanut M&Ms.
Nice.
Wow.
We did not get peanut M&Ms. Sometimes they'll ask if they're like, if we have like access or like some others, they'll be like, okay, what did everyone want? You can get one of them. So I was like, peanut M&Ms.
Gotcha.
Peanut more than anything else?
Over all other M&Ms.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Willie?
Favorite M&M?
Yes. Don't tell my orthodontist that, though.
Yeah, I think that could have answered their question today. I'm going to have to go probably regular.
Regular? Wow.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm always a toss-up between the peanut butter and the almond. I really like the almond.
I've never had the almond
really
one.
Good. They're really good.
I've never had the almond
And the peanut
one.
Butter ones are levels above. You know, they're like, oh, they're just like Reese's Pieces. No. No, they Reese's
right.
Pieces are garbage.
So much better.
They're garbage. They
Wait,
suck.
Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Okay, so like the M&M Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah, M&Ms are better. But Reese's yeah. Cups are
oh,
miles
yeah.
ahead
of what?
M&Ms.
Yes. Oh, you're taking Reese's Cups over M&Ms?
Oh, yeah.
All day.
No, see, I would take M&Ms.
Reese's
day.
Might be one.
Yeah.
They might be one.
Reese's yeah. Peanut Butter Cup is number one candy in the world.
They might be one.
According to you.
And everybody else in the world that has taste.
And everybody else in the world.
Well, I guess that leaves me out, doesn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, it wouldn't be us if we
yeah.
all thought the same. You got a fun fact for us, Willie? You're usually full of...
I do.
I heard one today. Do you know what a hold on.
Tarantula?
Tarantula hawk is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that will impregnate living beings. So it can have their babies, but the babies come out through the being's chest cavity
mm-hmm.
and then devour its host.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with something like that.
No, I don't either.
No. I hope
they
kill
tarantulas, though, and they don't target humans, so I'm okay with them.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about getting impregnated by a
most likely
tarantula.
No. Most likely they'll sting you, and it's a horrible sting.
A bird will sting me?
It's like a wasp.
It is?
A tarantula hawk?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a wasp.
Oh, it's not a bird?
No.
Oh.
No. So they'll put your the like their offspring is more likely in like a smaller thing. So cuz the idea is that they get in the thing and then they eat it from the outside. They
oh,
like
God.
Eat your organs from the outside. So they target smaller creatures.
I yeah. see.
And they get rid of tarantulas given the name. So
that's a pretty scary looking insect.
Yeah, how big is it?
I think
you can see that, but like All right, so it's what the length of a cigarette, maybe?
Maybe a little smaller. They're not like.
How do you know this?
There's this dude that Coyote Peterson, and he gets stung by like a bunch of different insects.
Oh yeah.
So it's a bad sting, but it's not like they're
2.5 inches long.
Yeah,
is the most, making them among the largest wasps and have blue black bodies and bright rust colored wings.
So it's a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was right.
See, I was picturing, I mean, I just heard this as I was driving over here, and I thought, well, that's sitting at the top of a mountain or something, staring down.
Now, it does have one of the most painful insect stings
ever.
In the
yeah.
world. The stinger of a female Pepsis grossa can be up to 12 millimeters long, and it is considered one of the most painful insect stings in the world.
So something that's 2.5 inches long is going to give me a 12-inch long sting?
12 millimeter.
12 millimeter.
Yeah, the stinger is up to 12 millimeters long.
Jeez.
And it is 2.5 inches long. The insect.
Why do we have things on this earth like that?
Do you know how like pointless koalas are? I just learned about this. Koalas are awful. Like they're just so useless. But
how
people
useless
love
are
them because
they?
They're cute. They're a breeding ground of chlamydia. Do you know if they fall out of a tree, they're basically dead? Because it takes too much energy for them to climb back up.
Isn't that a shrew?
Sloth?
A sloth, sorry.
No, I think it's a koala. It might be
I know
both.
The sloth is the slowest animal on the planet, right? But it only climbs down to the
floor
of the shit and piss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then climbs back up.
So it climbs.
But koalas have no energy. They spend all their energy eating.
Right.
Jesus.
And they get like no nutrition from bay leaves, which are not bay leaves, from whatever they eat.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah. They get like no nutrition from it.
Huh.
How do you know all that?
I saw a TikTok.
Oh, jeez.
I saw a TikTok. So are sunfish. Sunfish are also useless.
If I like sunfish, though.
If they, like, they don't have the capability to, like, turn. So if they flip, they're dead.
Huh.
Yeah, they're useless.
Animal facts here on the Grass is Blue podcast.
Yeah, that's not what
They're
giant.
I'm
like
doing
this.
My Bubba Gazoo. Yeah, that is a useless fish. Yeah.
Okay.
That it does absolutely nothing. Fish. Apparently, all they eat is, like, garbage off the floor.
So that's partially useful. It eats
partially
that.
Useful.
Well, what does it like a fly do?
Eats shit.
So that's what the sunfish does. It eats shit off the ocean floor.
Well, yeah, they're also
so it's like a fly.
Are you trying? A fly is not useful at all.
It eats shit.
What?
That's what I'm asking. Why do we have these things?
I don't know.
On the planet,
I don't know. Did you know that a human will eat an average 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders while sleeping?
You know, I've always heard this. Like you eat eight spiders a year. How? How do you know that?
No. They've done studies. They've done sleep studies.
So
cameras.
They're
cameras honed in on you while you're sleeping, and they just watch them. Just
for
crawl,
a full year.
Just crawl right into your mouth, Steve.
You're
every
full
night.
Of shit.
Dance on your tongue and then slide on down your belly.
I don't know. I think people just make this shit up.
Nope.
So what are you saying? 70 insects a year?
70 assorted insects and 10 spiders.
While you're asleep?
On average. Yep. While you're sleeping.
On average.
Yep. Did you know that 2/3 of the people on Earth have never seen snow?
They also carry wrestling belts around on a daily basis.
Probably.
Christian hasn't seen grass in 4 years.
He was just outside in the grass.
It was a joke.
Two-thirds of the people on the Earth haven't seen snow?
I've never seen snow.
Well, yeah, because if you live in Florida, you almost never see snow.
If you live in Africa, you're not seeing snow.
Right.
So it's like
South America, yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
I thought
for
that
you.
Was interesting.
I got one for you.
Go ahead, Steve.
90% of the population of Canada, the entire country of Canada, 90% of the population live within 100 miles of the U.S. border.
That's 100% sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
90% of Canadians live within
100 miles of the U.S. border.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you look on a map, all the Canadian cities are along the border.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less.
More or less.
I mean, Vancouver.
Because if you go up, it's just...
Edmonton.
Wasteland.
Edmonton and Calgary are very close together. I think there's like 2 hours difference between each other.
I mean, how far is Toronto or Ottawa off?
But I mean, once you get above that, it's just like frozen tundra.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they got the... Have you ever heard of anybody from the Yukon Territory?
Yukon Cornelius is the only one.
Also, though, are they really doing like a, what's it called when they go door to door? How many people are at your house?
Survey?
Survey.
Yeah.
Are they really surveying like Eskimos?
Sure. The same people that sit and watch you and eat
knock
10
on the
spiders
igloo.
A day.
Or, knock on the igloo.
That's
10
what I'm
spiders
saying.
A year.
Yeah.
Are they going up to the Yukon, like the wastelands where the Eskimos are living?
Probably not.
So then, do we really... This,
but
might
what,
not be
I think
true.
What they gauge off of is hospital births, where people are born in hospitals. They have the baby record, so you can get it from the census from the
So we're like
hospitals.
Eskimos that are born out of a society like that. Are they even Canadian?
If they're born in a Canadian province.
Technically, they're born... Well, I mean,
they're
born
registered
in the territory of Canada, but they're not registered as a Canadian citizen.
They might be. I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Wild.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, if you were born in the wilderness of Wyoming, are you a U.S. citizen? Because you were born in the woods. You have no social. You have no... There's no record of you being born.
Yeah, you're in the United States. You're born in the United States.
You have nothing, though. You're born in...
It doesn't matter. You're still within the confines of the United States.
Okay, so then you just answer my Eskimo question. They're Canadian.
Just like Bill when he says that I can't count... When I say that I've been to 4 countries in my life, I can't count the United States because I was born here.
We didn't go visit it. It's really... The question is...
Well, the question
how many
is,
did
how
you go
visited?
And visit? And you can't visit somewhere that you were born in because you're already there.
If you asked me how many I visited, I would say 3. You say, how many have you been to? It would be 4. Right?
Sure, Steve, you're correct.
I'm asking you the question.
I don't know.
But edit it to be Kieran. So Kieran, you're correct, and then I want that one and go Duke for next pod.
No.
I have to completely redo the sound pad for Kieran. You know, you don't want me to leave you with this.
So Steve wins. Doesn't it sound like a water bong in the middle?
Welcome back to Grass and Blue.
Yeah. So Steve wins. Jesus.
That's the intro I did.
What was the other thing? Remember we hit it and it sounded like a fax machine?
No, it was the laser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a laser disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a few.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yippee.
So I do have a couple things. I'm just trying to think what we can do here that would work well. Taste of Home.
Get rid of all of us.
I got it. Yeah. Taste of Home conducted a survey.
Taste of Home.
Yep.
What is a Taste of Home?
It is the magazine, a culinary magazine.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So, and they did a survey, and they surveyed to determine the 16 best pizza chains.
The 16 best pizza chains.
And I have the results, Steve.
So these are chain restaurants.
Chains,
these are
not like Domino's.
These are pizza
chains. This is not Randazzo's. Chains, this is Dominic's. Not Dominic's. Pizza Star.
No.
This is not...
right.
You know.
These are chains.
Vinny's House of Pepperoni.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
All right. How many... Kieran, how many of these do you think that we on the East Coast here in Pennsylvania will have ever have heard of?
Out of what, 38, you said?
16.
Oh, Jesus.
16. I will give you the over-under of 9.5.
Under.
You're going to take the under?
That we've heard 9.5?
You think we've heard of more than 10 of these?
No, I think we've heard of less.
Less.
So you're taking the under, 9.5?
Yes.
What are you taking?
Yeah, I think there's at least 7 or 8 on this list that we've never heard of. So I'm going to go with the under.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Number 16, best pizza chain in the country, Chuck E. Cheese.
All right.
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
There you go.
It's garbage.
Is it
Chuck
a chain,
E. Cheese?
Really?
Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
Pizza is terrible.
It is.
But you know what? You're serving it to kids, and the parents are there, and
exactly, and they don't care.
You got to put up with it.
Yep. Number 15 is a place called Jets.
Never heard.
Never heard of Jets. Have you heard of Jets?
I've heard of Benny and the Jets.
No, but how about Jets Pizza?
No.
Okay.
Joan Jets Pizza?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
John Jets Pizza?
I don't think so.
New York Jets Pizza? Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's the Jets football team.
New York Street?
Jets Pizza.
How many, are you going to keep going?
Jet Blue Pizza.
Oh, my God.
We could go all day. Here we go. Baby.
So number 14, Papa John's.
Does it say where Jets Pizza is from?
No.
No?
Nope. What after
I have heard of PJs. Okay.
I've heard of Papa John's. And right. Papa John's is in 14th, huh?
Yep, 14th place.
That's surprising.
Best pizza chain.
Really?
That's surprising.
It's dog shit.
Yeah, well, they're...
I like Papa John's.
I'm not saying from the taste-wise. I'm just saying from a popularity standpoint,
right.
I would put them...
Higher?
You know, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, all the three. They were the big three.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wow, 14. Okay, go Taste of Home.
Okay. Number 13 is Rosati's.
Never heard of that one.
R-O-S-A-T-I.
What, two? That's two.
Two and two. You got two that you've heard of. Chuck E. Cheese and Papa John's. Number 12, Pizza Hut.
Wow.
That low is
the Hut
wild.
Is 12th. Best.
Apparently you can out-pizza the Hut.
Yes, you can.
How have. About that?
Yeah. What do you think of that as a former...
Well, as someone that put in 15 years of his life at Pizza Hut, I met my wife at Pizza Hut, and...
Did you have a Pizza Hut wedding?
We did. We went from the church over to the Pizza Hut where we met, and we held a box and had our picture taken behind the counter and in front of the store.
Nice.
Yes.
Was it before or after they kicked you out?
No, they were... I set it up ahead of time.
Good for you.
And
still had some pull.
Yeah,
you Pizza Hut pull.
You know, set it up ahead of time, and they let us, you know, take 2 minutes to get our picture taken.
Right.
A lot of, I would say, a large chunk of my friends, we all worked at Pizza Hut. We all worked at Pizza Hut in one capacity or the other.
My sister
funneled
did.
Funneled through Feasterville Pizza Hut. That's where I know probably 80 to 85% of my friend base.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My sister did. So did Alicia Moore, better known as Pink.
Yes. I actually worked with her for 4 hours Tuesday afternoon.
So did my sister. So that was...
That's nothing for us now, does it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Julie said that they used to tease her pretty good, so I don't think that Pink's going to be calling and inviting her to any shows anytime soon.
Yeah, she was goth. She was red, black hair, black nail polish, black lipstick, everything head to toe, and she barely looked up when I would try to engage.
Right.
You know, because I'm a jolly, nice guy.
You are. Jolly old elf.
Trying to... Yeah, I'm just here for a couple hours, and... Yeah. Okay.
So that was three you guys know. Number 12, Pizza Hut.
That's two that we don't.
Number 11, Sbarro's.
Sbarro's. Okay.
From the mall.
Yeah, from the mall.
It's the only time I've ever seen a Sbarro's is at the mall.
And there's one in New York City.
Or maybe an airport, yeah.
New York.
Yeah, airport. Yeah, airport.
Good job, Kieran.
Yeah.
So that's four you know.
All right, go ahead.
Number 10 is Topper's Pizza.
Never heard of it.
I don't think that's the head coach of the Phillies.
Topper's.
Topper's Pizza. Never heard of it.
That's three.
So that's four you know. Number 9, Little Caesars.
We know them.
You know them. That's five you know.
Crazy. What's this? The Creamy Poofs? Cheesy Poofs?
What?
They're a new thing. They look like little cupcakes.
Never saw them.
But they're just like... things of cheese with the pepperoni in the middle.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I saw that one. Number 8, Costco Pizza.
I have heard that. I have heard, yeah. I don't know about that.
They make their own pizza, and it's a chain.
Yeah, but you could say Target is a chain then, and it's not.
Yeah, but Target doesn't have their own pizza.
Target is a chain, but it's not a restaurant chain.
Right.
Not a pizza chain. Target's
like a retail store, whereas Costco is
a retail store.
You're correct. Yeah, you're right. But Costco does market their own pizza brand, whereas Target
they do.
Doesn't.
They sell it in the frozen aisle.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they sell the hot dogs? Because the hot dog.
I don't remember.
Man, you get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50 at Costco.
Really?
Yeah.
At the food stand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I know people that have actually just gone to Costco just for the pizza and just for the hot dogs and the soda.
Hmm.
Just to have lunch.
Yeah, if it's $2, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're on a budget.
You're on a budget.
So that's, I believe, six now that you know.
Yep.
Number seven.
One's a sham, but sure.
Number seven is Dave and Buster's Pizza.
Okay. All right. Now we're just getting out of hand. These aren't pizza places.
These aren't pizza chains.
I'm just telling you what they
are. Dave and Buster's, I'm not saying this is a pizza chain.
I'm saying it's an arcade gaming place that has pizza.
No.
Right, Costco's a retail store, but they market their own pizza. I'm assuming Dave and Buster's does.
Now, Chuck E. Cheese, you go there, and that's basically all they have is pizza, right? I haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese in years, but I think
they had a menu.
But they're known for their pizza.
No, but they're a gaming.
It's
a gaming place for kids.
Yeah, but Dave and Buster's
is a gaming place.
I didn't even know Dave and Buster's had pizza.
Kids and adults.
Me neither.
They have a full menu.
Have a full menu, sure. But are they known for their pizza?
Not that I've
and
heard.
And for it to be number what?
Number seven.
Oh, number seven on
apparently
this list?
Apparently their pizza is good.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, whoever, what's this?
Who's, Taste of Home.
Yeah.
I'll give you Costco. But no.
David, nah.
Fuck
no.
Wahlburgers.
No, fuck. If Wahlburgers is on this list, man, we're going to have words.
Okay. Number six, Giordano's.
You missed your opportunity to say Wahlburgers.
I know. I was going to say, but I'm waiting. I'm trying to build the anticipation that you love so much.
I'll cut that out. Put it in number three or something like that. All right, go back.
All right, number six is Giordano's.
Is that the frozen pizza stuff?
I've never, no.
No, that's...
DiGiorno.
Okay, so we just swap the G and D. Okay.
Yep. All right. Number five.
Haven't heard of that one.
Top five. Mod Pizza.
Yep.
You've heard of it.
We have one of those.
Yep.
I was not impressed.
Me neither.
When I had that.
When it first came out, I think we all liked it because we ate it, and then we ate it real quick, like consecutively, like a couple weeks in a row, and then I don't think we've gotten it since.
I think it's the
three or four
uniqueness of it. That you go along and say, what do you want on it? Like, it's like a Subway.
Yeah, it's like a Subway for pizza.
Thing, but I don't think the pizza's all that great.
I thought it was decent.
It's okay, and it's expensive for what you get. It's this big.
It's a brick of it. Yeah, it's a small personal pizza. Right.
For like 12, 15 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little expensive.
Not you know, it's like going to WrestleMania. Yeah. Glad they did it. I'll never do it again.
Yeah. Number four, Lou Malnati's.
Nope.
Never heard of it.
That is...
Stump Steve.
Lou's is Chicago-style pizza.
Okay.
It's one of the two top Chicago-style pizzas in Chicago.
Okay.
It is extremely overrated.
Is it?
Yes. This is
four.
This is a place that my wife and I visited when we went to Chicago, and you have to order it, and you have at least a 45-minute wait.
Oh, yeah?
Before you get it.
Wow.
You sit and have a beer, don't plan on eating, but then you finally get it, and it is not... You're like, oh, Chicago-style pizza. No.
Right.
It's very overrated.
Huh.
I don't even like Chicago-style pizza anyway.
No.
How about Detroit-style pizza? Have you had that?
Is that where it's like the cheese is under the sauce?
Yeah.
It's under the sauce.
Yeah, this is a... And now I'm finding out that... Have you ever heard of New Haven? There's a New Haven-style pizza.
No, I have not.
Apparently Connecticut pizza is really good.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah.
Look up New Haven-style pizza. Tell me what that is.
Well, I thought Chicago and Detroit were similar styles, no? Isn't the sauce on top of the cheese for both?
Chicago, yeah.
New York?
Yeah, it's similar. No, Chicago and I think the sauce is on the top.
Detroit. It's a Chicago.
But I think the difference, and I'm probably wrong here, but I know Chicago is a deep dish. But I think Detroit is a Sicilian style deep dish,
okay,
kind of thing. I think that's the only difference.
I don't know,
but
you've heard of Malnati's,
Luminati's, yeah.
Okay,
and there's another one, but that's the big place in Chicago.
How about Papa Murphy's coming
never
in
heard,
number
never
three?
Never heard of that one.
Wait, so I didn't know that one though.
Okay, so you keep track of how many you knew.
I'll go through it.
Yeah, you're one under Steve. So number three is Papa Murphy's. I've never heard of that. Number two, Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two pizza in the food chain.
And number one, Little Caesars.
Number one.
Wait. Can we guess?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Little Caesars was already on
there. Little Caesars is number nine.
Oh.
Was already on there.
Uh-oh.
All right. The top pizza chain. Who hasn't been said yet? We've gone Pizza Hut. We've gone Domino's.
Walmart.
So Chuck E. Cheese, right? We've known that one. Papa John's. You've known that one. Pizza Hut, Sparrow's, Little Caesars, Costco, Dave and Buster's, technically you know it. Mod Pizza would be eight. Steve knew Malnati's, that's nine. Steve knows Domino's, that's 10. So Steve's already over his bet.
I'm one under, so if I know this, I lose.
So you're at nine, and 9.5 is the over-under.
I'm trying to think what this is going to be.
So what do you think it is, though, Kieran?
East Side Mario's has not been said, although I don't know that that's a thing. Donato's, it's fantastic, but it's a very small pocket in Ohio.
Hmm. I feel like Giuseppe's is one of my all-time favorites, but that's a very small pocket down in Warminster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's two or three. You know, their food has declined.
Has it?
The one in Richboro is just... dreadful.
Oh, I haven't been to that one either.
The pizza,
one
near their steaks, their burgers, it's just bad.
The one in the street road when it was still in the strip mall near Tudor was really good.
Yeah.
And then they moved across the street to that big place. But
that's where you go on your dates. You know, hey, I'll meet you there because, you know, you'd always hook up with a chick that lived over that way. I'll just meet you there. I'll ride my bike over. Yeah. Because I'm 15.
Giuseppe's and go to the bowling lanes there.
Yeah.
We used to go...
make out behind the
ride dancers. Ride a three-wheeler back in where Five Ponds Golf Course is now. It used to be farmland.
Yeah.
Farmer came out chasing us with buckshot one time.
All right, what do you think the number one
pizza.
I don't think I know it.
All right, go ahead, give it to us.
You don't even want to guess? Give me a guess.
Number one.
Best pizza chain.
Pizza Hut, so. And Costco's on here, so I don't fucking know.
I'm going to go with CC's.
Oh,
CC's Pizza Buffet.
I love CC's Pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I know it.
All right.
Go ahead.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Frozen.
No, it's actually a restaurant.
No, it's actually a restaurant.
Okay,
and then
well,
they marketed
if I didn't know
it to
that,
frozen
though.
Pizza. Yeah, but you've heard of it.
I've heard of the frozen pizza. Okay. Didn't know it was an actual place, though.
Yeah, there's one in King of Prussia, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's like if DiGiorno had an there's actual restaurant. I wouldn't
Is there one in Bluebell? That close?
So. Nope, I do not.
Or maybe
it's kind of like a classy, it's kind of...
Was there one down
little
near...
little upscale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Montgomeryville?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I seen it. Damn. Oh,
Bertucci's.
Bertucci's is there, too. Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's still there by the mall.
Okay.
No, it's closed down.
Is it closed?
Yeah, they closed it down.
No, they reopened it.
They did?
I thought they did.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was reopened. So that's it. You both are over. Damn. You both knew it. California Pizza Kitchen is rated number one pizza chain in this Taste of
I'm not
survey.
Counting it, though, because...
I don't think I've ever had California Pizza Kitchen.
Dave and Buster's does
I've
not
had
count.
It. It's actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
is it it's thin crust, though, right?
Yes. It's thinner crust. Yeah. It's not like cracker thin, but...
Would you call me?
It's
crushed. He called you.
Cracker thin.
I am defeated after that loss.
The loss?
What the pizza thing.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You might have another one after Purdue, tonight.
After tonight, you're going
to
be...
I love the fact that you have to root for
Edey. I have to root for Edey.
And he hates
Because he's the only reason they're going to win, and I hate him.
They have their point guard's a good scorer, too, but that's it. They just don't play
if
the two-man game.
If you take off their team, they're not even in the tournament.
How about Seton Hall winning the NIT, by the way?
So nobody cares.
So you're saying...
Aiden does.
I guarantee you Aiden doesn't care.
They won the NIT, but they would have gotten if they were in the big dance. They probably would have lost in the first round.
Probably got Sheldon UConn instead of Stetson.
Maybe I don't know.
So if you took,
I think they should have made it.
Did you guys watch the ladies tournament?
No,
I did. I watched Iowa South Carolina game.
Yeah. If you took Caitlin Clark off of Iowa, would they?
No. Dude, hell no. Nobody, especially in the chip game, nobody showed up. But like all season, no, they're not. No. It's also hard to beat. Did you see their rebounds, the rebound differential in that game? It was like 60-30. It was almost double.
The two highest rated college basketball games this year are both women's. Yeah. And I'm sure once the ratings come out for the game yesterday, the ladies... The
Wait, was it Iowa versus LSU for one of the bigger ones? And then
on Friday night, it was...
UConn.
And UConn, when they beat UConn, there was a controversial Iowa. Foul.
No. It was not a foul at all. I went back and watched...
It was a total foul, dude. No, it was a body check.
Nope, I went back and I watched a 15-minute video of DeAndre Jordan in the NBA doing the same exact pick. In fact, he did it worse. He moved even more. It wasn't a moving screen.
So it was a moving pick.
Either that's a moving pick, and you have to call every moving pick in the NBA because they're all the same way.
Did I shut it off? No.
Yeah, you're right. Or it wasn't. But now I'm going to watch.
It either was or it wasn't, Bill.
No, what I said was either it's a moving screen and you have to call all of them in the NBA because they're all the same pick. Or it's not, because if the NBA does the same thing,
so it is, or it isn't, is what you're saying.
No,
again, for the second time,
I don't think it was, because if you're saying to me that it was a moving screen, then you have to call all of the screens in the NBA because they're all the same thing and so, they're not a moving pick.
So that's what they called it. They called it a moving pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've seen.
To me, it was a full-on body check.
It was a screen.
I don't know.
I didn't see it. I can't comment.
I've seen
she
worse
crossed
screens.
Crossed her arms and just fucking laid into her and was moving. It was a foul. Either way, it's a foul.
All right.
Then we have to call so many more.
Yeah, but they don't in the NBA. They're not.
So why though?
They're not.
I don't know.
Then
you can take four steps in the NBA and they don't call traveling.
He hates this. You get a gather step.
I hate that. There's no fucking
There's a gather step. There is a gather step.
They've added the gather step.
It's
awful.
Step.
I hate that.
No. You didn't add the gather step either. It was always in the rules.
No, it wasn't.
It was always in the rules. It was just never done. So now you guys are like, what is this?
Well, because
this is
so,
fire.
All right. You do for 15, fire. 20, 30 years and it's never called... All of a sudden, like, it's never done. Nobody ever does it. All of a sudden, magically, it starts to be done. That makes it okay.
Three-pointer. You want to take it out of the game?
No, that's completely different
than
a gather step.
It wasn't
step.
In the game.
It's a travel.
It's not a travel. It's in the rules that it's not a travel.
Gather step is an extra step of walking.
That's
but
correct.
It's in the rules.
It doesn't mean adding
that it's
a,
not
adding
a
further
travel.
Shot away. It's terrible.
It's in the rules that it's not a
and
travel.
It's a bad rule and it needs to be changed.
I think the three-pointer is a bad rule. It needs to be changed because it wasn't a game in the beginning. And we should go back to peach baskets.
I'm going to put you in a peach basket.
And plumbers. Only plumbers can play now.
I got one of these. Asshole.
All right.
Asshole. Big fuck you to the guy who walks three of his dogs up our street and crosses over the... I live in a cul-de-sac. So he crosses over the cul-de-sac and then goes back in the industrial park and walks his dogs. And then he walks back. So it's nice that people pick up after their dogs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Except this guy likes to put his poop bags in my trash.
Oh, yeah?
In my trash can who I've just put out. Now, we keep a plastic bag in our outside trash can. So after everything that's in there, you just tie up the bag and then roll the can out.
Sure.
So the trash man only has to pick up the bag and throw it in. Okay? Which includes our dog's poop bags. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, this fucking guy.
Uh-oh.
He did it before. And his dogs are not small. They're the size of small dinosaurs. So there's dinosaur-sized poop.
Gotcha.
And he just throws them into a can. Well, today...
Uh-oh.
He did it again. Except this time, he didn't tie the bag up.
Mm.
He just dropped it in there. Wait till I get a hold of this motherfucker. Because I see him every day. Yeah. He's going to...
It is rude.
There's going to be some words.
Is there?
Now, if you have an empty trash can,
mm-hmm.
somebody's empty trash can, are you putting anything in there?
No.
No. You're not. I understand if you're throwing it out, but if there's other trash in there, I understand it a little bit more. But if there's nothing in someone else's trash can and you're just dropping a bag of dog shit,
yeah,
I don't care if it's tied up or not. But if you're not tying up the bag,
right? Yeah.
Oh, wait till I get a hold of this motherfucker. He's gonna catch me on the wrong day.
Might be today, because
yeah,
today
might be.
Seems like it could be the wrong day.
A little
for
feisty,
you.
You're yeah, saying?
I think
you,
so.
You think I'm a little feisty? Right?
You are. You are.
I'm watching DeAndre Jordan screens.
Oh, great. Because that's right. Really good for right now. In the
yeah,
middle
it's
of the
perfect.
Podcast,
it's, yeah. It's good.
I'm just saying, he's doing the same thing
so,
she did.
Okay, we believe you. Thanks.
How long do we have time for more or no?
You want to wrap it up?
We can wrap it up, buddy.
All right. Let's wrap it up. It's taco night at
wrap
my house.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
It's burrito.
Apparently, it's burrito bowl night here.
Oh, why isn't it burrito Tuesday day?
I didn't choose.
Actually, you did, but
I actually did.
Damn.
So, babacoos over Chipotle?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Probably more flavor options and cheaper.
Have you ever been to Qdoba?
No, I want to though.
I like Qdoba. Qdoba's nice.
Qdoba's okay.
I would put them over Chipotle. I think they have better selections. I'm not. I'll have to go back to babacoos. I was shamed the last time I was there because I asked for a burrito.
Oh, that's right. You said.
And I only wanted rice and jalapenos and half chicken and half pork. And I was shamed because I didn't want guacamole or sour cream.
You could order it on the app.
Pinto de gallo or tomatoes or all this other bullshit. I'm like, no, I want it the way I want it. Or I'll take my business elsewhere.
Right.
I'll go across the street to Chipotle, which wasn't there when that opened.
Yeah, but now it is.
Yeah, but I don't want to be shamed when I go into a restaurant and ask for something that I want.
That is a fair point.
I wouldn't either, Steve. Don't take it.
Don't shame me. I'm giving you my hard-earned money.
Right. I could have gone to many other places, but you're getting it. So don't give me shit for it.
Exactly.
I agree.
I got to tell you.
What are you telling me?
Jersey Mike's is pretty solid. That's my go-to choice now for a hoagie.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's a Subway guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Subway. Oh, you're a Subway guy?
Yeah. I like Subway. I mean, I like different hoagies, different times.
Yeah.
Mike's is okay every now and again.
Wawa used to be my go-to, man, but Wawa's...
ass.
It's just... It's not... The quality is not the same.
It's ass.
You know when it stopped? When you stopped baking your own bread.
Ass. We get Amoroso rolls.
Yeah, now you do.
Isn't that better than our own bread?
Probably.
No.
Either way, no comment.
All right, Fake Nick, take us home.
Go Birds.
Go Babacoos.
If the sun disappeared, it's because I ate it.
Speaking of, I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the birds at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite, Kelsey.
If you smell.
All right, goodbye.
What the rock is cooking.